Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Jen Shah has been keeping the world updated on her time behind bars, and we've got a look at her online journal. Plus, Dolores Catania gives her opinion on Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga's run-in.
Because they have been two people that have been in each other's lives for so long, and they're also, whether it was good or bad, it wasn't always bad.
And Kyle Richards wears her daughter's dress, and Instagram has a lot to say. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Garibaldi here with Us Weekly, executive producer Mandy DeCamp, and welcome to Getting Real with the Housewives. And we only got one housewives show to run down. It's crazy.
We're down to Jersey. I know. It took me no time this week to watch TV.
Seriously, it's crazy. Before we get into all the news, everything like that, of course, we're going to see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Kathy said, if Jennifer Aiden left Bill, what would she do? She only has housewives, and without Bill, she wouldn't be enough to keep us interested in her. Oh, poor Jennifer.
Well, back in the day, she came into her office with silky pillows that were to get rid of your wrinkles. So she has a lot going on, you guys.
She does have a lot going on. But yeah, I mean, maybe she wouldn't be able to keep this lifestyle that she likes so much if she wasn't with Bill. But it seems like they're probably going to work things out.
Yeah, they have a therapy session this week. We'll get to that. All right. Well, MP Bermeo said Giselle and Robin needs to go. Both of them lied in their storylines. Giselle used Chris and Robin lied about her husband. Yeah, a lot of you agree that Robin needs to go. This was not the only person who said that. So we'll see what happens.
I feel like her time on Potomac might be done.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Will said, I don't think Teresa and Melissa will be patching anything up anytime soon. On a different note, the Margaret versus Jennifer fight on this week's episode was the most hilarious fight I've seen from New Jersey in a while. I do have to support Margaret on this one because Jennifer likes to stir things up and has decided not to move forward with Margaret. The Marge likes her mocktail shaken and not stirred. I love that. It was funny when I talked to Dolores, she said that there was actually a lot more to that fight that they actually had to cut out because they couldn't even put it on TV. They all had to go home and take a nap afterwards because it was so intense. But
I feel like they're both like, they both out talk each other. So
they do.
Or, yeah.
For sure. It would give me a headache for sure. All right. Well, let's get into our news of the week and kicking it off with Heather Dubrow because she is shutting down critics who claim she's using her son Ace's transition for her own personal gain. She said on her podcast, I saw people commenting that talking about my son was a way to remain relevant or to create a storyline on a show. Neither of these things are true. They are the farthest thing from the truth. She, of course, announced last week that Ace, who is 12, came out as transgender with a touching tribute to her child. She wrote on Instagram, it's International Son's Day. We love you, our youngest son, Ace. Our job as parents is to give our kids a safe and supportive environment so they can grow up as healthy, happy, confident, independent humans. Since Ace is a 12-year-old child with a long life ahead of him, we will let him tell his own story someday if he chooses to do so. All we can say is, Ace, we love you so much and we are proud to be your parents. Your brother and sisters love and support you too. Of course, Terry also showed some support saying thank you for spreading the love. It's really sad that like people come at you and think that you're using this as a storyline, but not surprising, I guess.
No, I guess not surprising. I mean, there's a lot of things housewives do for attention or to stay relevant. I don't think this is one of them. I don't think you would ever put your children in that kind of online world and the things that come with it if it wasn't true.
No, I think maybe what she did, maybe the thought process behind it was maybe if people are going to see photos of Ace online and have questions, and, you know, then you're going to be starting up all like these, you know, other rumors and things like that. Maybe she just wanted to kind of put that to rest so people wouldn't be, you know, giving any online hate, which they did anyway, I guess.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, they are humans. They are housewives, agreed. They share their personal lives with us, but the online hate, I don't know if I could take it as a housewife.
No, seriously.
All right. Well, Jen Shah is keeping herself relevant from prison. Speaking of relevance, she's keeping the world updated on her time behind bars through her online diary since reporting to her 78-month prison sentence. The first set of entries penned by the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star were published in early March. She recounts making her way to the federal prison camp, Bryan, in Texas, with her husband, Sharif, and son Omar by her side. Jen and Sharif, who wed in 94, also share son Sharif Jr. She wrote in her first journal log, "We approached the gates and were told to pull into a parking stall next to a white van. It all happened so fast. There was a guard waiting outside of our SUV, and two more officers approached, who I later found out one was the captain. I leaned over to the seat next to me and hugged Omar as tight as I could and cried as I buried my head in his chest and held him as tight as I could, not wanting to face reality that this would be the last time I hugged him for a while." The Utah native was arrested, of course, in March 2021. While in the midst of filming season two of the Bravo series, she was charged alongside her assistant, Stuart Smith, for conspiracy to commit wire fraud in connection with telemarketing and conspiracy to commit money laundering. I remember the first time I said that sentence and I like couldn't get it out. Now it's like rolls off my tongue.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Yeah.
It's interesting that she's keeping up these journals. Yes, I think people are going to be interested at first, but 6.5 years from now, I don't know if people are going to be, you know, so quick to be jumping at the journals.
I guess she's like posting them thinking, you know, 6.5 years from now, do people want my book? Should I start posting these now and getting, you know, views and clicks and whatever she's getting from it? Yeah, let us know in the comments. Do you think Jen Shah is going to still be relevant when she gets out of prison?
I don't know. I mean, well, Salt Lake City is rolling on, you know, without her. There was a, you know, on some social media, they were filming their cast trip and Mary Cosby is there. So, I mean, who knows if she's going to be like a big part of next season, but they definitely obviously need to fill some shoes because Jen's not there. So I don't know if people are going to be caring in a few years, but we'll have to, we'll have to wait.
Life
and see.
Goes
I don't
on.
Know if we're going to be here talking about it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. All right. As we gear up for another roller coaster season of Beverly Hills, very excited. We have gathered up everything we know so far about the new season. And in March 2023, People Magazine spoke with Garcelle. She confirmed that filming for season 13 is underway. And she said, "I think we're going to get back to old school Beverly Hills in terms of like glamour and fun and, you know, a little bit of sisterhood if we can, even though there's going to be drama. So I'm looking forward to it. We just started filming." Now, they filmed their first cast trip this month. And as Kyle shared a photo of them on in front of a plane, she captioned it hashtag International Women's Day. And she added a diamond and plane emoji. So, and finally, who is in the cast? We got Dorit, we got Crystal, we got Garcelle, Sutton, Erica. They'll all be returning. It's unclear whether Kathy will be returning as a friend of, or if other additions will be made. I kind of feel like Kathy will be like a friend of in some capacity since Lisa's not there.
I agree. I think Kathy's going to be there.
Mm-hmm, I think so.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the season. We really, I mean, we just said we gave you everything we know. It's not a whole lot that we know so far, you guys. I'm sorry, but we're going to keep digging. And it's weird that they only started filming next month because I feel like it's coming back soon.
I feel like it's coming back soon as well. Well, they started later. So I wonder if maybe like the timeline is just going to be quicker now since they started filming a little bit later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of on, like, I know Lisa needed to be put on her pause or whatever, but I wonder how this season is going to be without that.
I don't know, but totally off topic, but not really, because you mentioned Crystal. I was on the plane the other day with my daughter and I put on Stuart Little for her and it said a Rob Minkoff film. And I was oh my God, I know him.
He's on Housewives. I love it.
He had no interest in Stuart Little, unfortunately, maybe in another year or two.
Give it time.
I know he did The Lion King, but I guess that wasn't his only job.
That's true. All right, well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And we caught up with Dolores Catania, who had a lot to say about Joe Giudice and Joe Gorga's recent run-in and where she thinks Teresa and Melissa will stand following this season. Take a look. What was your reaction to the Joe Gorga, Joe Giudice reunion?
Oh, I would expect nothing less because they have been two people that have been in each other's lives for so long. And they're also, whether it was good or bad, it wasn't always bad. Mm-hmm. And at one time they were very close. And I'm sure it was nice for Joe Giudice to see something of what his family was like at one time. Mm-hmm.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That he holds on to? He's been deported. He can never step foot on this, you know, the United States soil again. Mm-hmm. That's a hard thing to live with, and to see somebody that was once a part of that part of your life. I don't think you're thinking of horrible things. You're thinking of good things.
Yeah. No.
Joe Giudice was a funny guy, by the way. He loved having people over. He loved entertaining. I enjoyed him and I do miss him.
I mean, Melissa says doors open. Teresa says doors closed. I think the door is closed on this one.
I think so. Yeah. All right. So let's get into this week's episode of Jersey. What do you think overall of this week?
I mean, it was good. I mean, I love the softball game. The softball game is always fun. It's a nice, a charity event. I didn't feel like it was like a monumental episode. Like, I feel like, you know, we got a little bit more of Margaret and Jen and, Teresa's therapy session, Jen's therapy session. So I feel like I'm missing something.
I felt like it was a little bit of a filler episode,
right?
Like a transition to whatever the next drama is. Yeah. I also feel like it hurts the show. And, you know, we hear this from Bravo all the time, but like, they don't want you to spoil things, obviously, you know? And I feel like because we know what happens in real life, in real time, that they did not go to her wedding. The Gorgas did not attend Teresa's wedding. I feel like it has spoiled a little bit of the season.
I think so too, because I'm like, all right, hurry up and just get to the end, because I want to see what happened. I want to see why they didn't go. Yes, there was like this cheating rumor and things like that. But yeah, I'm kind of like, all right, let's fast forward this. I'm a little bored. Yeah, I'm a little bored. I am. Yeah. And I hate saying that because I love Jersey, obviously. I'm a Jersey girl, but it just feels like something's missing a little bit this season. And maybe we do need a shakeup in Jersey. You know, it's kind of like the whole Teresa, Melissa, Joe drama is getting a little stale.
We had commenters of our YouTube show, this show last week, say that too. I don't know if they were talking about us talking about it or if they were talking about Jersey and the fact that it's still relevant. Either way, I get it. Like Melissa versus Teresa thing is old at this point.
Yeah.
And it's the whole season is so focused on it. And we got so much of this information before the season even started that it's like, we know.
Right.
I don't know. But I mean, they do have the new housewives. We learned that Rachel used to be a bodybuilder, which made so much sense to me. I mean, we all know that one person that you find out used to be a bodybuilder, right? Yeah. Like on Instagram, an old photo. Like I know at least two people that I'm like, that makes so much sense. Very interesting. We see that there's some drama with Louis and Margaret and Melissa. And Melissa said that Louis is manipulative and will kind of say whatever he needs to you know, be friends with the right people is what it sounded like she was saying.
It definitely sounds like that. I feel like maybe Melissa and Joe blame a lot of this on Louis. It seems like, because it seems like before he came into the picture, they were in a good groove. I mean, because Joe Giudice was out of the picture. Yeah. It seems like they have a lot of issues with her significant others. And I don't know. I find myself this season really taking Teresa's side in a lot of this stuff, and which is surprising to me because it seems like she is like manipulative or not. I don't know. I have no idea what Louis is like behind closed doors, but she seems really happy, and it seems like he's encouraging her to take some positive steps in her life, like going to therapy and you know, things like that. So it's like, let her be happy.
Let her be happy. I don't know. I was surprised they were blaming Louis this episode because I was like, if anything, he's come off as a little bit more of a peacemaker to me this season, but clearly something else is happening behind closed doors.
Seriously, something else. Yeah. And what did you think about Bill and Jennifer's therapy session? I was like, if my husband came home, went to a pool house and disappeared for 3 hours,
he'd be a lot of kids. I just feel like the more we find out about Bill, the more I'm worried about their marriage. You know, I don't like, I thought after last season, they would kind of come back like hunky dory, like everything's good because of everything that came out last season about the cheating. And instead they're like going to therapy sessions. And still talking about the cheating that happened 10 years ago, which I get, I would be too, but I don't know. I worry a little bit about this Bravo couple and their marriage and if they are going to face the Bravo reality TV show curse.
Totally. Well, I mean, they swept this affair under the rug for 10, 11 years. Yeah. They never even talked about it. And now, like, all these feelings are being resurfaced. So they're dealing with issues that they probably should have dealt with 11 years ago. And now pile that on with 11 other years of problems. I'm sure it's not going to be an easy road to navigate. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But it is sad. Like, you see, like, her daughter saying, like, oh, I want to be like a therapist now.
I love
a love therapist. And, you know, that was like really sad for her because she wouldn't probably wanted to do that at this young of an age if she didn't see that from her family. So we'll see what happens next week. I'm sure the drama will continue, but I'm still really enjoying the new Housewives. I really do.
Overall, like, I didn't mean to be such a Debbie Downer. I'm still enjoying the season.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
I just felt like this was a filler episode and that, like, we're just waiting for the next drama.
No, totally. Totally. Yeah. And we're still, you know, but we got Ultimate Girls Trip coming up soon. So that'll be a lot of fun. OC hopefully around the corner. So we'll be have some more Housewives to talk about. But let's get into our social spotlight of the week. Mine went to Jill Zarin because she was at the Vanity Fair Oscars party living her best life.
Why was she there? I saw this.
No idea. I mean, look at this picture. She has no shoes on.
I love it.
Love everything about it.
Look at her in the background.
Right.
Oh my God.
Spielberg. Kathy Hilton. Lisa Rinna, Cheryl Burke. I mean, good for her.
Lisa Rinna looks interesting. I don't know if I love that hair.
Interesting. Rinna posted a selfie from that party and Mauricio is in it. So it looked like Mauricio was sitting at their table. So I wonder if Kyle was sitting at the table. I wonder, like, what happened with that one.
Ooh, that is so interesting.
So interesting.
And if we could be a fly on the wall at that table.
Seriously. Would love to see it.
Would love it. Well, speaking of, my social spotlight also went to someone at the Vanity Fair party. Or, I'm sorry, the Elton John Oscar party. Kyle Richards. She rocked her daughter's Alexia's dress after her recent weight loss. And she looks incredible. She posted this selfie. It's a long black gown. Her waist is like a Barbie waist. Of course, people online had stuff to say about it.
Of course.
And of course, recently she denied taking the weight loss drug Ozempic and just shared that she had stopped drinking. So it's interesting. She's very thin, but she does look incredible.
She looks incredible. Yeah. I wish no drinking for me made me look like that, but it does.
It might make me look like that because I drink quite a bit, you know, with two babies. But I'm not giving up my glass of Chardonnay. Sorry.
No, thanks.
I will never know if I could look like that.
But good for her. And yeah, I mean, you know, hard work does pay off. So I guess she's putting in the work at the gym and eating good, and you know, we'll see if Beverly Hills filming makes her revert back to the drinking.
Yeah, I can't imagine shooting Beverly Hills and not drinking, but
absolutely not. Yeah. Sounds like awful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. We would love your opinion on Jersey. Are you loving this season so far? Are you over the Teresa, Melissa, Joe drama? Please let us know, and we will catch you guys next week.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.